You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And me, Barbara Ann Wild.
And Barb is in here all glowy and like perfection from her vacation from Cabo with Zach. It looks like you guys had a really good time. You're so glowy and
thank you. We did have a really good time. I'm so excited that we finally got there. As you know, we had booked the trip like three different times since 2019. I got the trip for us as an anniversary gift. We've been trying to go away every December for our anniversary, a little bit before the holidays and all the craziness and stuff. And then COVID happened. Mm-hmm. So we rescheduled it. And then we got our second lockdown and we rescheduled it again. So we're finally going, both completely vaccinated. And, you know, they have really strict protocol at the hotel still.
Yeah.
They made us get tested. Oh, America made us get tested at the property before we were able to go on the plane home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I wasn't expecting.
How many days before
that.
Did they make you test?
No, not to go there, to come home.
No, I mean, did they make you test like the day before? Or
yeah,
or
it had to be within like 48 hours. You had to have a printed result.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had like a whole website set up and everything. It was kind of unbelievable. We're all early. I packed way a couple days before. Like, never does this happen for us. It's always last
minute.
Yeah,
you're very organized.
And Zach was on time. We left early. And then LAX, it's Mercury retrograde. LAX decides that they're doing like this one time mega 50-year overhaul of construction.
Right. What, the Tom Bradley Airport, the international airport, has been completely overhauled.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Every parking lot, everywhere. It's all been diverted everywhere.
Yeah.
So we get there. There's no parking spaces. What says to go down left, you have to go right. There's like, everything's dead. I'm like,
it gives me the worst anxiety going to the airport. I hate it so much.
I hate being late. And yeah. I don't like rushing through airports. And Zach actually doesn't like rushing through airports either. Uh-huh. He'd rather get there an hour early. And he's just like, big deal. I'll chill, have a cup of coffee. I'm good.
Yeah.
So I was definitely stressed, which I'm usually not. And I was like, just losing my shit. And then we finally got a parking space. Three terminals over. So we had to walk three terminals.
Ugh.
And I never check bags. This time I decided to check bags because God knows I didn't want TSA to be inspecting all of the stuff, all of my sexual paraphernalia that I needed.
Well, I can't believe you bring all that. I mean, you really are risking it.
If I don't, Zach will. And that's even more devastating. So I just was like, you know, I had to be very prepared. We haven't been away and alone in so long. It was like, we're going to have a good time.
God, I wish I could have seen the person's face that was doing the x-rays on your bags.
Yeah, right. Well, I checked them in so I could be saved that
like,
embarrassment.
What a bunch of horny bastards.
Well, you know, and a couple of them, they, you know, God only knows what they look like through an x-ray.
Yeah, I can only imagine. What? Now that is Barb's bag of tricks that everybody would like to
see. Very much so. That's the marital bag of tricks.
Yeah.
So we made the flight. We got on the plane. Fortunately, it's only a 2-hour flight from LAX. It took us longer to get to LAX and park than the flight. But
you know what you
got
to do? You got to get Zach one of those like utility belts that fits under his kilt where he can put all this shit, hide it under his kilt.
That's hysterical. Your mind works exactly like his. You would not imagine the amount of memes he sends me or articles. And he goes, send this to Daniela.
Oh, no,
she'll get a kick out of it.
Directly to me.
I am never letting him have your phone number because he will be like bombarded.
Please give it to
him.
I'm going to give it to him. No, he sent me that text while you guys were away, but something about like, I don't know, pounding you and bestowing you with all his.
He stole my phone.
Yes. I think I have the text. I have to find it. Because it's pretty damn funny. And somebody commented on my Instagram and were like, wow, because I posted the conversation because I thought it was so funny. And somebody commented and said, wow, he's a writer. I'm like, oh, no, he's prolific.
He has a way with words. I made the mistake of leaving my phone on the table when I went to the restroom, and I came back and I was like, oh no, you just better hope to good God that I don't get a hold of your phone and start sending texts to your little group of people, because you'll be in big trouble, dude. But so we had the best time. It was kind of cold, and I kept saying to Zach, if Daniela were here, she'd be wearing...
It says, I can't wait for Zach to pound me into submission and bathe me in his conquest.
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, hi, Zach. Yeah. You must have Barb's phone again.
It didn't take long for you to figure out when it was him. Yeah,
it never takes long. I know if it's about somebody getting pounded, it's Zach.
Yeah, and someone commented, because I reposted your story, and someone commented and go, oh, Zach gave himself away with the all caps, because he does, texts in all caps all the time. Yeah. Some people are like, for sure, people in his close circle are like, yeah, okay, Zach, it was no secret it was you with all caps. But we had a really great time. We were at the Hotel Nobu. So
I know. How was
Nobu,
it gorgeous?
Property. Oh, it was such, like, literally, if I dreamt a resort, it would be.
So it's just like the restaurant is, like the one we have here.
Absolutely.
In Malibu.
The
so
aesthetic,
it's like minimalistic.
Very, very Japanese inspired.
Yeah.
Very clean Japanese soaking tub in the room, which was like, I mean, Zach goes, oh, great, I'm never going to get you out of the room. I thought, this is like a dream come true, because so many of the new hotels throughout the world are only showers now. Yeah. I'm like, what? I try all the time to get a room with a bathtub, but these were like specifically designed.
And I bet they had really good products. What did they put in the room?
Natura Bisset.
Oh, whoa.
I mean,
whoa.
I was like, I'm going to have them clean the room every day so that they can replenish everything. I have like a little stash now.
Wow. That is next level.
Unbelievable. Everything was impeccable. First class, totally luxury. But I was laughing because the whole time I was there, it was really kind of cold. The sun was out.
Oh,
and
really?
Obviously, we got sunburned. Zach got sunburned and stuff. But it was too cold, in my opinion, to go in the pool. And they had these incredible infinity pools and these like swim out of your room, swim right in, swim up
so
rooms.
So sexy.
So gorgeous. Yeah. But I didn't really take advantage of any of that because I felt it was too cold. And Zach's like you, he's always freezing. He wears a hoodie and a hat and boots on the beach. He's always cold. And the whole time I was there, I said to Zach, Daniela would be here with like a parka, two jackets. She would be like, it's freezing. Yeah. But it was just perfect.
I've never been to Cabo when it's cold. It's always warm.
You know, I hadn't been to Cabo, and we were thinking about it. When I worked at A&M Records 100 years ago, I organized a company trip to Cabo. And of course, I was always doing, you know, I was always planning getaways back then. And we had like 35 people come with us. It was so much fun. But we haven't been back there since 1989, we figured out.
Holy hell, you haven't been to Cabo since 1989?
No.
Cabo is such a great destination if you live in California, because it's like, it's a hop, skip, and a jump by plane. Like, like 2 hours, less than two hours, an hour, 45 minutes or something?
Yeah.
It's so easy to go there, and it's such a blast.
But it also, like, we were, the one thing about the property is it was right next to the Hard Rock, but everywhere else,
I guess. Is the Hard Rock still open there? Because, like, the Hard Rocks everywhere are closed now.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, okay.
But everywhere, the property was so isolated and by itself that I guess it would be like a taxi ride to go into town, like where Cabo Wabo is.
So is it more on, like, the San Jose side?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yes, I like that better because it's less touristy.
It was, we felt like we were the only two people there most of every time except for dinners.
Yeah.
But I tell you, the restaurants, oh my God. I thought Nobu, of course, it's going to be amazing. It's Nobu, but every single restaurant on that property was off the charts.
Wow. How many restaurants did they have?
They had four open, and the breakfast was Malibu Farms.
Oh, no way. That's awesome.
It was, everything was gourmet. I'm like, I'm going to eat my way through Cabo. I haven't done anything. But it was like, you know.
Well, if you can't go down to the pool because it's too cold, you got nothing to worry about. Just keep eating.
Totally.
you don't have to be in a bikini.
We had the best time too because Zach has just finished his record and he just mastered it the week before we left. So we had his little Beats pill with us and we went out on the beach and we listened to the record every single day. There was one funny thing that happened, though. He lost my phone on the friggin' beach.
Yeah. How did he do that? What is he doing on your phone anyway?
Okay, so he was on we were on my phone because we always securely transfer the files of the album, which they go away because digitally you don't want to get hacked or whatever. And inevitably, almost everyone does at some point. And CDs, it became a super, it was like not if it's going to happen, it was a matter of when.
Right.
Trying to get your album out close enough to when they hack it. And that's why so many artists put their albums out without any forewarning now. I had a secure version copy of the album on my phone, which is no longer there, but that's why he was on my phone, because it was hooked up to the Bluetooth so we could listen to the record. Mm-hmm. But so every day we like had breakfast and then we went out to the beach, and we just, because we felt like we were, and we pretty much were literally the only two people on the beach. So we listened to the record and the waves.
So cute.
And it was
that's so nice. You have tons of vacation sex.
yes we did. And that might be why I look so glowy.
Why you're so glowy.
It isn't any new product, sorry to say. But we had a really great time. But so he was we were listening to the record, and he was in control because he had my phone. And he always feeds birds no matter where we are. He takes the bread crusts or whatever from breakfast.
And he's always feeding animals.
He's Dr. Doolittle. I swear he is. But I think that what I think is that when he went to throw the bread to the birds, he dropped my phone out of his pocket in the middle of the beach.
Oh my God.
Right near the ocean. So I'm like, okay, again, Mercury retrograde.
That's when you need one of those people with the metal detectors going along the beach.
I thought about that, but
you know. Who's got a metal detector?
We were walking up and down the beach like for, no exaggeration, 2 hours looking for this phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's done.
I would have been going crazy. Well, everything I have is on my phone. It's amazing how much we like depend on our phones and what we store on there.
Well,
my
that's
God.
What Zach was saying. He's like, it's our whole life.
Do you ever back it up?
I do. I purposefully put it on Wi-Fi at night so it automatically backs up, because I'm not good about remembering. So if you do that every week or set it up automatic, it does it for you.
It goes up to the cloud.
And that's what I was thinking. I'm like, you know what? If I don't have my phone, so be it. And Zach's like, my record's on your phone. I'm like, don't worry. The whole thing is expiring in a week anyway, or 2 days or whatever. So we get to, finally, the two of us just give up. We're like, the phone's gone. It's like, you know, someone either picked it up or it's in the ocean or whatever. So we're like, we're never going to find it.
And you didn't have his phone, so you couldn't tell anybody to ring you.
Have his phone, but we couldn't hear it. The ocean was so loud.
Oh,
it was just,
yeah.
So we sit down to have a drink to chill out. And I said to Zach, oh my gosh, I could just use Find My Phone, the little app that comes with your phone. So I sit down with his phone.
And technology.
Right. So I sit down with his phone and I Google up, like, Find My iPhone. And I said, oh my God, it's good. So the GPS comes straight up and the first thing it shows is my phone. I go into my Apple ID, it looks at my phone, and it shows it in blue. I'm like, it's in the fucking ocean. My phone is in the ocean. It's that.
No.
But then the GPS zoomed in. And it showed it was sitting on the beach. No one had it in their pocket. It wasn't in the property. I just used the GPS. I held the phone the way it looked with the property and the beach. I walked the same paces because the phone, we were so out in the middle of nowhere, it wouldn't give me like you're walking closer, like the little arrow wasn't with me. And it was laying there right face up, sitting in the sand.
No fucking way. That's unreal.
It. Got so lucky. So then the rest of the trip was awesome. And we had, but I mean, it was a dream. It was
how
so great.
Amazing. It was oh my so God. Good. It sounds so nice.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get away and have some normalcy again
it
is so nice.
Everything about it was, but we never left the property. We never ventured out anywhere.
Wow.
We just had the
just
best
hung.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys had that. You needed that. You needed some time away
it,
and kids and work and everything.
It was so good. And we actually did. We hooked my phone up when I got back to Netflix and we watched the first episode of Serpent. I'm like, oh Danielle will be proud of us. It was a little slow for Zach. He was like trying to figure it out. And then at the end of the first episode, it starts to get really, like,
yeah,
I can't wait to keep watching.
Yeah, I know. It's good. Last night, we went over to the Kilmores last night.
I saw the candy.
Yeah, I bought a ton of candy because, you know.
I zoomed right in on that.
Yeah, they have a movie theater. Our neighbors have a movie theater in their house. And so we went over there last night to, we watched Nobody. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
It's with the actor that plays Saul in Better Call Saul.
Okay.
From Breaking Bad and all that. Really good.
It was so good.
It's good. It's like, it's definitely like a dude film. It's so much action. Like somebody is just getting absolutely murdered.
Oh, lovely.
Every second. So all the guys like it, but
That's so funny.
It was okay.
It wasn't it wasn't Outlander or anything.
No, nothing sexy at all.
Nothing sexy or romantic.
At all. And then last night, Frankie's friend was over, her drummer, and his car got broken into outside our house.
Wow.
And his guitar got stolen.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So
that sucks. I hate that.
Yeah, it was just terrible. So it was really upsetting. I got back from a trip too. I had to go to Miami.
Oh, that's right.
Mine wasn't as luxurious as yours because I was actually just working.
I know you were working, but it did look amazing. The photos that you posted.
Yeah, it was nice because even though it was a work trip, it was nice just to kind of get out of Dodge for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, and just to change the scenery, really. And Miami was nice. It was warm. There was like a nice ocean breeze, a little humid. My hair was curly the entire time. There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah,
but
I don't
whatever.
Even fight it.
Yeah, no, I don't fight it anymore. It was kind of fun because it seemed like things were coming back to normal.
Like, I think just, so too.
Yeah. We had an in-store event. And a bunch of people came to the event. And so that was kind of cool. Met a lot of people. Went to some really great dinners. Went to Mr. Chow's in Miami.
Oh,
went to the Soho House in Miami. That was really nice.
Yum.
Went to the mall there. Oh, my God. They have such a good
Which
mall.
Which one? The Ventura Mall?
No. The one in...
I know that one by heart.
Oh, my God. What is it called? Something Bay.
Bay Harbor?
Bay, yeah.
Oh,
Harbor
yeah,
Bay or Bay
I
Harbor.
I know all of the Miami.
Great mall. Oh. That is a good mall.
The indoor-outdoor one. With the,
exactly.
Yes,
and it's
I know
really
it well.
Pretty. It's like indoor-outdoor.
Bell Harbor.
Bell Harbor.
Yes.
That's it. Thank you, Barb. Someone's
still
sharp.
They know me by name there. I go there and they're like, oh, Barbara. Yeah. And it's been a couple years since you've been here.
It's a great mall.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. And the company that I'm working with got a new COO and he wanted to meet me in person. We've been doing all these Zooms. And he wanted to meet me in person and spend some time
the
in person.
The beauty souls.
Yeah, yeah. So the shoe line. So we went out there and spent some time with him. And actually, it was really kind of interesting because he introduced me to his girlfriend, who is our age, just gorgeous. And she's a doctor. She does injectables.
Oh, looks like we're going to Miami.
Yeah. Or are we going to bring her ass out here?
Yeah.
But she's super cool. I was talking to her for a long time and she's super cool. And I told her that we need to have her on as a guest at some point because she was great. And she had all kinds of opinions
awesome.
About all kinds of different procedures. And
oh,
things.
Really?
Yeah. She was
really,
really.
Oh, you were picking her brain. I love that.
Oh, I was totally picking her brain because she's beautiful. It was fun. It was good to just kind of get out of Dodge for a little bit.
Yeah.
And now I'm excited. I just got off the phone with Ricky Rackman.
Yes.
And for those of you who remember him and those of you who don't, he used to be on MTV. He was one of the first MTV VJs that did rock. He had a show called Headbangers Ball.
That's right.
And then he was a DJ on K-Rock for quite some time. And now he works with NASCAR.
Oh.
No, don't growl at me. I'm going to growl at you.
He's like, yeah, I don't
He's
think
like,
so.
He's like, get over your freaking misophonia, you crazy bitch. But I can't handle the licking.
Oh, my
It's
got to
stop. It's making me insane.
Sorry, Croc. You're going to have to behave
There's
yourself.
Like, my brain can't handle that much activity. Like, I can't handle watching him lick himself and hearing it. And then Sheena's walking around in circles doing things. All that kind of distraction, like... scrambles my brain. Like I need to focus. I can't have that much activity around me.
Yeah, it's so funny that you're talking about that because, you know, I don't want to change the subject because I want to hear all about Ricky, but I'm taking two masterclasses currently, one on tarot and one is on developing your psychic ability with Richard Knight, who's a very, very famous.
I'm very excited about this masterclass you're taking.
And one of the things in the first week of the developing your psychic ability is one of the little things he has us doing, one of the exercises is to sit for 20 minutes in a chair or somewhere with literally zero possibilities of distractions. So that that part of your brain that you're talking about that gets completely distracted turns off. And for some people, it's 10 minutes. For some people, it's 15 minutes. And then you can start to tap into your intuition and, you know, you could meditate and get yourself in touch with your own psyche. But I'm laughing at you because I'm like, you need that exercise, Daniela.
I do need that exercise. These little fuckers are not letting me tap into my intuition whatsoever. I have zero intuition. But I already have the attention span of a fly. So it's like I hear and I see everything. And I have this horrible thing that I do where I can listen to 10 different conversations at the same time. And it's absolutely horrible because I can't focus. Mm. I will sit there and listen to everybody talking around me. I hear all their conversations. And it prevents me from being completely present. So I hate that. And then especially when they're like in the room and they're doing different things and they've got my attention and I'm trying to listen to you. Anyways, that's just my neuroses.
Well, I'm going to have to send the video to you to learn how to do that.
I need all the help I can get. So I'm excited because I talked to Ricky this morning and he said that he and his gorgeous girlfriend, Leah, who is an amazing, amazing tattoo artist.
Ooh.
She's amazing.
Tell her to bring her equipment.
Yeah, I know. Right as he hung up.
Tattoo us right in the studio.
Right as he hung up, I was like, tell Leah to bring her. And he hung up. I'm like, shit, damn it. I'm going to have to call him back. So he called and said he was coming into town on Tuesday. And I said, oh my God, do the podcast.
Oh, how fun.
And he goes, well,
a really great podcast.
He has an amazing podcast. And so we'll talk about all of that. But I've known Ricky for so long. And he said that Leah, his girlfriend, listens to our show religiously, that she absolutely loves it.
Awesome.
And so he said to me, I go, you have to come do the show. He goes, I am so excited to do the show. I want to do it. He goes, the only thing is, because God, Daniela, I've known you so long. You've known all my ex-girlfriends and all my ex-wives.
That's so funny.
So I was like, yep, I do. And we are going to have a lot of fun on this show. So so he's going to come on Wednesday.
That's great.
And so we'll hang out with him and Leah, and maybe Gilby will sit in on that one too, because they're such great friends.
Fun.
But you know, Ricky had that club for many years.
Oh,
on the Cat House
and Bordello.
And oh God, we all got into
I got
so
into a little bit of trouble
there.
In there.
Sure, we all did. But anyways, so I'm really looking forward to this week, and I get to hang out with you again.
Yay.
So bonanza.
I already forewarned Zach. I'm like, this one, I'll be home as soon as I'm done taping, but Wednesday, you won't see me for a while.
Yeah, Wednesday will be busy. Gilby's leaving on June 15th. He's got a Kings of Chaos gig, his first gig since
how
all
exciting.
Of Well, no, he did one private gig.
Right.
And then now he's doing another gig with Kings of Chaos.
Where?
They're doing it in Albuquerque in New Mexico. The place where they're doing it at is so remote that you actually have to fly into, I believe you have to fly into Albuquerque, no, into El Paso, and then
drive
to this place.
Wow.
So Gilby doesn't want to drive, so he wants to fly and then rent a motorcycle and ride to Albuquerque from
El
Paso.
Sounds like a plan.
So I was actually thinking of going with him, but it seems like it's not going to work out. But the reason why I wanted to go with him, because here's who he's playing with. My favorite, Robin Zander from Cheap Trick. Oh, God. That man.
Yeah, they're great.
I mean, he still sings. He still sings like a bird.
I mean,
he still sounds exactly the same and amazing. And I love it. And when he starts singing, I don't even know. I just mesmerized. And I love him and his family so much. I'm trying to get Pam Zander on the show. She said she would do
saying.
It, which
I'm
would
excited.
Be awesome. And then he's also playing with Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
Oh, he's a lot of fun. He's a sweetheart.
He is. And then he's also playing with, which is so hilarious because I've been watching Gilby practice this song on piano. He's been playing Sister Christian all the time on piano
that's
upstairs.
So funny.
Hilarious. I'm like, who? Do you have Night Ranger on Kings of Chaos?
Sabbath will be like, do you know what year that they created that song and what the subject matter is about? I swear, every day I'm in the car with him, it's like playing classic rock trivia.
It's
Mom,
so
do you
funny.
Know what year? Do you know what song this is? Right now, he's like really into My Sharona, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
Lord.
The knack.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, so he's got, who did I say it was? Jack Blades from Night Ranger.
Yeah.
and Warren DeMartini from Rad.
He's a sweetheart.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart. Such a lovely person.
Such a sweetheart.
Yeah, lovely guy. So he's been over. They've been rehearsing. So it's been kind of great, but it's just hilarious to hear Sister Christian.
It's like,
especially Gilby, you know, knocking it out on piano. It's pretty.
That's great.
Pretty fun stuff. Oh my God, Barb, I have to tell you this story. This is so funny. You'll appreciate this so much. So yesterday I went to the grocery store.
Yes. So did I.
Yeah. And I have to go again today because I fucking live there. I don't know what it is, but somehow I can never go there and get everything. Even though I make list after list after list, somehow I come home and someone looks at me crooked and says, did you forget to get this?
Oh yeah.
But anyways, so I went to the grocery store. I was walking up and down the aisle. And when I go to the grocery store, I put my ear pods in.
Do you?
Yeah. I like to listen to music when I'm doing it. It kind of gets me through it better. So
yeah, you don't have to hear people slurping things. And
yeah, I don't have to hear anything I don't want to hear.
Your misophonia would be in high force in a grocery store.
I mean, honestly, I really do need to go to Damien and see if he can hypnotize me out of my misophonia because it's bad. It's getting worse. But anyway, so I listen to music and I'm listening to music and this guy comes up to me and stops like right in front of me and he's like waving at me. I'm like, uh-oh, do I know this person? And I don't remember because, you know, my memory is sorted.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
So I took my headphones out. I'm all, yes. And he goes, hi, I saw you in the produce aisle. I mean, guys, your pickup lines are out
of
control.
The greatest ever. Yeah. I already know where this is going.
Yeah, it was great. Wait. It gets even better. The pickup lines. I mean, unreal. So he goes, I saw you at the produce section. And I felt like I just had to come and tell you how beautiful you are. Oh. He goes, you are so beautiful.
Well, you are.
That wait, Barb. You know there's a punchline here. You know there's a punchline. He goes, you're so beautiful that it gave me flutters that I haven't had since junior high.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, poor guy. That kind of sucks. And I was like, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. He goes, is that a wedding ring I see on your finger? I go, well, yes, it is. And he goes, lucky guy. Well, I just thought you should know that you're really, really beautiful. And I go, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Put my headphones back in, walk away and think, how the fuck does he know? I have a mask, sunglasses, and headphones.
That's right, you had your mask on.
Yeah, he has no idea what the fuck I look like.
He's probably looking at your ass.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's so funny.
Let's see this guy's definition of beauty, please, because he has no fucking clue what I look like.
He got me already with the, I saw you in the produce section.
I mean, the produce, just, the line.
That's
the line.
Funny as hell.
Unreal. I died. I was just... put my headphones back in. And for a second there, I was like, oh, check it out. Oh, girl, you still got it. And then I was like, wait, who am I fooling? I had a mask and sunglasses on. And whatever wasn't covered by my mask and sunglasses was covered by my hair.
Hendrix is so cute. Our son Hendrix is 18. And he's like, you know, Mom, it's kind of weird, like, college experience, like trying to meet girls or whatever he goes, because when they have a mask on, how do you know you're going to really like their face?
Right.
I'm like, well, you really don't know.
Right, Hendrix, you don't know. Right, Hendrix, you absolutely do not know what's lurking under there.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I mean, for a minute there, I was like, damn, I'm hot. And then another reality set in and I went, oh, wah, wah, wah.
Oh, I was hoping he wasn't going to say something like, I saw you handling the cucumbers or some Zach line.
I really like your melons. Yeah, no. But it was kind of hilarious. I was like, yeah, how are people actually looking at other people? I mean, so are you, you know, checking out their bod, reading their aura? I don't know. What the fuck? Because everyone's all covered up.
That's so funny.
Oh my God. It was hilarious. Not for long,
but I did see there's this whole thing on Instagram of people who don't want to give up their masks. Like when masks are over, they're just like, no, you know what? This look works for me.
I'm not getting rid of this look at all. Yeah. It's a mystery. It's like you walk around like mystery woman, you know?
Unfortunately, it really sucks for the lipstick situation or like lip issues, because it's like, that's the one place that I, you know, love even when I don't wear makeup. And I'm like,
yeah.
My lip gloss has kind of been sitting in my purse.
I always have to have lip gloss on. I don't like when my lips are dry. But yeah, you're right. With the mask, it's like...
Yeah, it's...
But the cool thing is if you're not even made up, you put on your sunglasses, you put on your mask, and off you go, and someone thinks you're a raving beauty, so...
you're fortunate enough that he was probably just checking you out from the waist down anyway, or like your, you know, your body. So he's just like, you know,
it was
that's great.
Hilarious.
That is so funny.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm like, who are you kidding, Daniela? Come on. You know,
Gilby, if he's listening to this, isn't going to let you go food shopping by yourself anymore. We're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where the predators are now. They're at the grocery store.
The grocery store predators. So it was pretty funny. But I went because we're thinking of, you know, maybe grilling and swimming tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the pool. But now I got to go back there after the podcast because I haven't.
You forgot half the stuff.
I forgot everything. Plus, I always want to buy everything fresh. So, like, I'm not going to buy fruits, vegetables, meats, or whatever.
You can't do that,
like,
unless it's the day of or the night before.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways. Well, that's our little catch up. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we got a good reaction on the Carla Harvey episode.
She was fascinating.
People really enjoyed listening to her story. So if you haven't heard it, you should definitely go back and listen to it because she's quite fascinating.
Yeah, I knew her a little bit from them opening up for Butcher Babies, opening up for Black Label Society, and Blasco managed them for a while. And, you know, they're feast for the eyes and they're really cool.
Yeah, she's super pretty.
The guys had a great time on the road with them, but I didn't know all of the other dimensions to her personality. I knew she was an artist, and she's actually, if you haven't checked out her actual art, it's really rad.
Yeah, it's cool.
She's really, really talented.
Yeah.
But the whole other side of her with the grief counseling and the embalming.
I mean, wow. She's a mortician.
God bless her.
Yeah, that was wild. I did not see that coming. I totally got sideswiped by that. So it was really fascinating.
Yeah, it was really great. And
I love having guests like that when you don't really know everything about them and you get sideswiped by something
wild
like that.
They're like their own bag of tricks. It's this whole thing about them that you don't even know.
Yeah, it was really fascinating. And we got, like, instead of like doing Dear Daniela today, what we got was a lot of people wrote in and said that they really enjoyed the episode and felt like they have a lot of the same thoughts as she has you know, end of life and being alone and not having kids or somebody to look after you, and that it really resonated with them. They have those thoughts too, and they were glad to know that they weren't the only ones to have those kind of thoughts.
Wow, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. That whole premise is so interesting because none of us know, right? So
yeah.
It's so cool to have different points of view than your own, or if you don't even have a point of view, to think about that, because it is pretty, that's the other thing with this psychic intuition, developing your psychic talents, is things that you normally wouldn't look at or pay attention to, you start to pay attention to and realize that, you know, all these signs, if you're looking for them or listening for them, you know, you may see them, you know.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we just kind of go about our everyday life and we're not even paying attention to all these symbols and messages that are coming through, you know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if during the pandemic more people noticed that, because it was a little quieter for them.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But definitely getting back into the swing of things now. It is hard to like pay attention to all the little things because you're like so busy again. You know,
I know.
Super busy again. And then traffic is back.
Traffic
with a vengeance.
Is outrageous. Now, granted, they said that this Memorial Day weekend is the most traveled that it's been since 2019.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I get that. Like, you know, everyone's just like, woo, you know, like, let's go and have our first real 3-day weekend throughout this whole mess.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, traffic is insanity.
I had to go the other day to go look at a fabric print, and it took me an hour to get there and over an hour to get home. And during the pandemic, I was able to do those trips in like 20
minutes.
In
an hour. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So
you,
I crazy
remember
because
you'd be like, I have to run downtown before we tape the show. And I'm like, are you sure you're going to be good? And you're like, yeah, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah. No, not now. Now it's just super crazy again. And it takes me all day to like get across town and come back. You know, it's like anything I have to do, I have to, like, the whole day is shot now again because of traffic.
Yeah.
Do you have a Barb's Bag of Tricks?
Yes,
today?
I do. And, you know, it's so
I have
funny
something to add to it, actually.
Oh, I'm excited. Well, let's do you first.
Okay. So I don't know if you've heard of this, but I went to go get my hair color the other day. Oh, my God. I didn't even tell you this. I forgot to tell you. So I did this interview. Why? You know why, but it's a I can't really talk about why I did this interview, but I did an interview and I needed to get glam.
Yeah.
My friend, who is just a genius makeup artist, Caroline Hernandez, she works with Frankie a lot. That's how I met her.
She's phenomenal.
She is phenomenal. And so I asked her if she would do my makeup for me. And so she came over. Barb,
we need to have her on the show.
We need to have her on the show. This woman knows the tricks.
I know.
She really knows tricks. She, I didn't even ask her to do this, but she drew me in some eyebrows that I swear aged me in reverse.
Okay, so you and I
had no idea.
You and I both are from that school of
the 90s.
We waxed the shit out of our eyebrows, that Pamela Anderson, Kate Moss era.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have lived to tell the tale of when they said to you, don't keep waxing your eyebrows, you're not going to have any anymore, came to fruition. So it's like, I've done microblading. I'm always on the hunt for something to restore eyebrows. But... and I do love the look of them bleached out or the thin look. I still do like that look, but it is absolutely 100% true that the thicker your eyebrows are, the
younger
you look.
Yeah. It was crazy. She put on
just
eyebrows for me and I was like, oh, holy crap. I look like I used to look when I was younger.
It's amazing.
If only I could master how to color in my eyebrows because I just make myself look ridiculous. I'm not good with like... that kind of stuff. Like,
you
I don't know.
You need to go and see my friend who I want to have on the show.
Like, do the microblading?
Yeah. No, no, no. Eugenia Weston, who owns and developed and created Senna, S-E-N-N-A makeup. Mm-hmm. She was the originally known brow guru.
Yeah.
And she has stencils and she'll make a custom stencil for
you. Oh yeah. Well, that Anastasia does that too. She also has
Eugenia is the OG. She was the first one to do it.
There's Anastasia another one called the Brow Girl. She's amazing too.
But Eugenia will actually have you sit in her chair and she'll make you a custom stencil for you.
Oh, I need to go see this woman.
She's phenomenal.
Okay. And I want to go see her. And she's in LA?
Yeah, she's all over. She has shops everywhere. But on Fridays, she's by me in San Francisco.
Oh my God. I want her number.
She's incredible. Eugenia,
because that really
you have
opened my eyes. I had no idea that eyebrows were going to make me look a little better.
She used to tell me all the time. She was the first person to tweeze my eyebrows and arch them. And she said to me back then in 88, do not wax your eyebrows. Do not wax your eyebrows. Please just come to me. We'll tweeze. We'll trim.
Yeah.
Don't. And then I got like, oh, I'm not going to go to her anymore. I want those pencil thin. And then years later, I went back and I was like, Eugenia, she's like, I told you, but don't worry. We'll stencil you. We'll fix you up. But
you know what happened to my eyebrows? Did I tell you this story?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So I always had thick eyebrows like Frankie. I had like
hers are gorgeous.
I had like really good full eyebrows. And in the 90s, you know, we were tweezing them. We all wanted that whole Kate Moss vibe. I was tweezing them. But then Slash got married.
Yeah.
To his first wife, Renee. And I was really good friends with Renee and Slash. So I was a bridesmaid in their wedding.
Oh, awesome.
So we were at the wedding and the makeup artist that was doing Renee's makeup and my makeup and everybody says to me, oh my God, Daniela, we should tweeze out all your eyebrows and draw them on with a pencil. How hot would that be in them all? So hot. Let's do it. Well, that was my swan song to my eyebrows. They never came back.
Yeah.
So now I have like alien eyebrows because I'm kind of blonde to begin with. Like my body hair is blonde.
All my hair is
fair.
My eyebrows.
So my eyebrows are like, I always look like an alien with no eyebrows. So it was like such a cool thing to see me with eyebrows again. I was like, okay. But here's the other double secret.
What else did she teach you?
Barb, this is unreal. This was unreal. It's life changing. Traumatizing, but life-changing. I said to her, I go, okay, so Caroline, I look so much younger except for my neck. What can we do about my neck? Whoa, that bitch is fierce, man. She snatched my neck up with this magical tape.
Oh.
It's this tape. Okay, wait.
Is it called Frownies or something?
No, it's not Frownies. It's by Mark Trainor.
Okay.
It's called the facelift tape. Kids,
okay.
Boys and girls, let me tell you something. It is.
And Zach, it is not for anything sexual. It is only for next.
Well, why couldn't it be for something sexual? It kind of could be, I guess.
Please don't encourage him.
I love encouraging Zach. He's my favorite. Okay, because Zach and I, we have like the same mentality of 12-year-olds. And everything is always funny. But this freaking tape is like sent from heaven. It's like two pieces of tape, right? One on each side. And I said to her, I hate this, you know, and I'm pulling, for those of you listening, I'm pulling my neck under my jaw, which we all do. Anybody over 40 does it.
For sure.
Or women, I guess. But maybe men do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet men do it too. So you take this tape and an adjustable like band.
I have never heard
with
this.
Another piece of tape. And it's completely fucking invisible, especially if you have long hair. So you put it on the back of your neck.
By your ears?
Yes. She, that bitch, snatched me up like I was 18. Seriously, she gave me a lower facelift. You couldn't see anything. I mean,
wow.
It was a game changer. I mean, yes, if you're making out with some guy and he puts his hand under your hair, you're fucked. You're completely fucked. Take it off before that.
A lot of women have to deal with that with hair extensions, right? Because they have the taped in hair extensions.
Yes.
But what's amazing is I have heard.
I mean, if you've got hair extensions and the guy's feeling your hair extensions, who cares if he feels the tape?
Yeah, just say it's a hair extension. They won't know anything better, any difference. But you know what's so crazy? I know from Zach's mom being a casting agent, and she worked in the industry, that actresses back in the day before Botox, God, I don't even know how they ever, and no wonder their expiration date was like 25. But they would always use those frownies.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And they would tape their upper
forehead when they go to sleep so that you don't get wrinkles
but
while you're sleeping.
If you look in some of the...
Oh, like the Zsa Gabor, which actually is what Bella Hadid and a lot of models do this too, because I see it a lot. When I'm shooting with models, they all want that cat eye look now. So we are doing that. We're using the tape now to give the girls that whole cat eye look, which you could also do. But the thing is, it's only good for photo shoots because it has to like... You could hide it with your hair, but in person, it's going to look really fucking weird.
Right. I never heard of it with a string.
Listen to me, Barb.
We need Caroline to come in the studio and do our show and to do our makeup.
It's game changing because I don't normally shoot, you know, women over 40 because, you know, I'm shooting, you know, mostly young girls. So I don't really see that. But when I said to her, I can't deal with my neck and my jawline, I wish we could snatch that. She goes, oh, girl, I got you.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Divine.
Wow.
It is really great to do if you're doing a shoot, if you are going out to dinner and you want to look extra special good and you've got long hair and no one will notice. Honestly, even when I move my hair away, I couldn't see it because the tape blends in with your skin.
That is so cool.
And the one trick that she said is you must first wipe your neck with an alcohol pad to get rid of any lotions or anything that could be slippery because then the tape won't stick.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, no. Did your mind just go to the gutter?
No, not this time.
Okay, because you laughed.
It's one and only time. No, I was just thinking of how like whenever you get any kind of lotion on, it's like there's no hope in
there's
anything.
Too much slip and it won't stick. So, but this thing. And then she left it with me. So I had it on the whole day thinking I was a goddamn movie star walking around. Yeah, I looked good.
That's really, really cool. I mean,
really cool for events if you're going to your kid's bar mitzvah and you want to look snatched or, you know, you're going to a red carpet event and you want to look snatched, get it done,
amazing.
Girls. It's amazing. It's a nice quick fix, you know, especially if you're feeling a little, you know, drab that day. It's a nice little pick-me-up.
I've heard of, you know, most everything, and I've not heard of that before with the strings on it and stuff.
Kind of divine. It was like doing threads, you know,
without the pain and the bruises.
Exactly. So it was really divine. And then I got my hair done yesterday.
Your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you. I just got my color done. And then my cousin, who's my hairdresser, said to me, I have a lot of cousins and they all do things. They're very multifaceted, very useful
very
people.
Very talented.
Yes. So my cousin asked me if you and I have heard of this product.
Okay.
And I have not, but maybe you have. It's called V-Line Lifting hydrogel collagen mask, and it comes in a pack of 7 masks, and it's supposed to give you a freaking facelift. And it's got hyaluronic acid and aloe vera extract.
I have not heard of this. I have heard of a V mask before, but not this one by Stylia. I do not know, but we will have to get it and check it out.
She said it was super cheap. She said it was like $20 for a box of 7 masks, and that it totally gives you a little facelift.
Well, we are going to have to check that out.
So we'll have to check it out and see if it actually works before we tell you whether or not to get it. But, you know, it says it defines facial contours with regular use, so it builds over time. It helps you.
Wow.
So I don't know, but I'm still like totally obsessed with my new face. I use that all the time, every night before I go to bed.
You know what's so funny? I have never, someone asked me in my private Instagram if I've ever used New Face and what I think of it. Believe it or not, I have not tried any of those infrared.
And microcurrent. Microcurrent facials.
I haven't tried any of those gadgets.
Yeah.
I've tried, you know, the MDMA roller is the most.
It's great too.
The most, you know, and that, but that's not electric and it's no light. Yeah. I haven't
tried any of them yet. Somebody wrote to us the other day and said, it was so funny. She goes, great episode. Another fucking $200 down the drain. Thanks a lot, guys.
I have to tell you something funny about this before I do Bag of Tricks. So Dr. Rahi, who I just love to death, and I think she's beyond amazing. And she's so young and gorgeous. It's like, whatever you're doing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Please, I'll have one of those, please.
Yeah.
But she's super cool. And she, well, this is not super cool because you're going to hate this. But anyway, it is cool in a way. So she made a challenge to me and the other girls in her office and one of the gentlemen in her office the day that I was there not too long ago. And she said, she had this cute little outfit on. And I said, oh, Dr. Rahi, you look so pretty. I love your little romper. You look so cute. And she said, okay, so one of my patients challenged me to do this challenge where you don't shop for 30 days.
What are they mad?
I knew you weren't going to be on par with this. But so she said, so I realized that I have so many things in my closet that I don't wear, that this little outfit would have never seen the light of day had I still been shopping. But because I haven't been shopping, I'm like, oh gosh, I guess I need to go figure something out. And she said, you know, she was challenging all of us. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to try it. So it's been, I guess that was like 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been 10 days successful. I have not shopped at all.
Wow.
I'm going to try and do it for 30 days.
This is shocking news.
And then I'll try do another 30 days. We'll see. But
you must be coming undone.
I was on vacation. I was in a gift shop. I walked in.
You did not buy anything on vacation?
I did not buy one.
Not even for the kids?
No. And Sabbath did say to me last night, he goes, you know,
I would have taken your temperature and taken you straight to the hospital.
Usually you do buy things for me. You come home with at least one surprise. But there really wasn't anything. I did go to the gift shop to see for him. But there really wasn't anything that was, you know.
Yeah, that you haven't had.
Or that he would want. But there were lots of beauty products that I considered. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to stick with this challenge. I am going to see it through. So far,
commendable.
Right now, I know. It's amazing, right?
Commendable. Very.
I'm like, I've got all these classes going on. Did I tell you, really quickly before Bag of Tricks, did I tell you I joined a club?
You joined a club? Where do you have time for all this shit, Barb? Okay. Really, honestly.
I joined a club.
When do you have time for this? You barely have time to get on the phone with me. I don't understand.
You're the only person, and I know that this is going to, honestly, aside of my kids when they call, because if they call me, I know it's something major. The only person I pick up the phone for is you. Zach says to me, pretend I'm Daniela and pick up your fucking phone. I'm like, oh, you know, everyone,
I am truly honored.
On the phone. But so I decided I love roller skating. It's like my
favorite
thing in the world.
I just dug up my old roller skates.
Well, then you might need to come with me, although it's not that hip. It's SCV where I live. It's a skating group.
Okay, I'm not joining this club.
They've converted at least once a week.
I would prefer something like skating sex bombs, but
well,
not
I also got invited
mamas.
To join the Black Sherman Oaks Skating Mamas, and I said to the, I'm like, I'm not, I'm not black, but they're like, oh, we don't care. We don't discriminate. We want you. So I joined one in Sherman Oaks as well.
Oh, well, that one I might join with you.
And what's so cool about it is they've been able to go to like the local parks, and at certain times that they've worked out with the areas, they sweep the basketball courts down. They have a DJ.
No way, this sounds like a blast.
It's so much fun.
I was getting like roller derby vibes.
No, it's so good. It's so good. The music's amazing.
All right, I want to go with you. That sounds like a blast.
And, in 2 weeks, it's Freddie Mercury and David Bowie.
I'm totally going.
It's like it has a theme every week.
Can I bring Frankie? Because she has roller skates too.
Of course you can.
Yeah, that would be a blast.
And it's so much fun.
Oh my God.
I'm loving every minute of it.
I wonder if I can still roller
skate. And you know, it's become such a thing because I went into Valley Surf to get outdoor wheels. Amazing exercise, and they said that they were on the local Channel 5 News, your people. They've done a thing that's there's like this big resurgence of roller skating.
Oh my God, I'm so into this. I want to do it. I have these retro roller skates.
Yeah,
like a powder blue retro roller skates. Frankie has a pink pair.
You've got to come.
It's so much fun. That sounds like a blast.
It's really
fun. I totally want to do that.
I don't know what's happening to me. I guess, you know, as my friend list has gone down, I've had to find other things. But I'm all about it. I love roller skating.
But that is so cool. And plus it's like a fun thing to do. I mean, just to go out and be outside. And
it is just so much fun. And the music's so good. And
I wonder what happens if you do it like plastered.
I don't know. I haven't tried that.
Speaking of your shopping situation really quick, we just have to go back to that because I have a really quick funny story. My girlfriend calls me up yesterday and she goes, you have to come over. I just completely redid my closet. You must see my closet. You need to see my closet. So of course I ran over there. I had to go see it. So I went to go see her closet. Her closet is so fab. It's as big as the studio. It is amazing.
Awesome.
Her shoe collection?
Oh no.
Deplorable. Absolutely deplorable. I was like, where are all your shoes? She goes, well, that's them. I'm like, well, dear God in heaven, you have like 12 pairs of shoes. They're all joggers. I was like, what is going on here? Where are all your shoes?
Oh, no.
I'm like, no. This is not acceptable. This is so unacceptable and depressing. You've got some shopping to do. You got to fill up this closet. Yeah. So she calls me up this morning. She goes, you goddamn bitch, you put that in my head. I took a gummy and went shopping last night online and bought so many shoes. Now I have to return them all.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, shoes totally ruined my life.
Shoes and sunglasses are problems for me.
But, oh, God, me too.
Not for the 30-day challenge. I'm behaving myself. But I have.
You are going to stick to it, though, full-on 30 days?
I'm going to stick to it.
God, why not?
I have so many things for Bag of Tricks that I need to.
This might not be
you and I am sorry.
Okay, well, let's see your bag of tricks. Sorry.
All right, I figured we'd stay on subject after Carla, and she was talking to me about hyperpigmentation, which, you know, it really doesn't discriminate.
No, it affects
people from, you know, teens, men, women.
Yeah.
I mean, so, and it's a real issue because when I was pregnant with Sabbath, my melasma was so off the charts and you can't really do anything when you're pregnant. And it sucks. I mean, it's there's no other nice way to address it.
I have it everywhere, like all over my legs. I have hyperpigmentation.
It's kind of traumatizing.
Yeah.
So, and I, of course, have found what works.
Mm.
And there is a peel, which I've talked about before, called Cosmolin. It's by a company called Mesoeterica out of Spain, Barcelona, Spain. And its primary ingredient is kojic acid, which is from mushrooms. And some doctors will take this actual mask and do it in their office and mix it with hydroquinone. But I found that it doesn't even need to be mixed with hydroquinone. Carla was telling me that she likes the Obagi products, the ZO products, which really do work amazing from what I hear. I haven't tried them. I did order them she sent me a link and I did order them. So we'll see what happens. That was before my 30-day non-shopping excursion. But I brought some things that are kind of like baby steps on your way to the big guns, which is the peel and the doctor's office. And so if you're just starting to get melasma or if you have sunspots, you know, melasma and hyperpigmentation can be from several different things. It could be from hormonal, which is much harder to treat, which is what I have.
Yeah.
It could be from the sun, which is more superficial.
That's what I have.
And that's easier to treat and easier to prevent with sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Hello, hello. People even get hyperpigmentation after they've had acne or, you know, some sort of cut or anything.
Yeah.
You know, if you have sensitive skin, scars, it can leave. Right.
Yeah.
So the one of the lesser big guns that work if you have like sun damage or you have really sensitive skin, also by the company Mezzo Aesthetic, is a product called Milan Tran 3X. And this is like a baby version of their...
And you can just buy that without a prescription?
You could buy it without a prescription. I like to get it from Nurse Vanessa at The Things We Do.
Yeah.
She sells it with the products that she sells. But you can get it. Mezzo Aesthetic has their own website.
It's and you've really used it and you think it works
I
really
use
well.
It. I use it more of a maintenance thing for when I've had the, after I've had the peel and after I've used the after products, just to kind of keep up on stuff or like, especially after summer, you know,
because
it starts to creep back up again, no matter how vigilant I am with sunblock, it'll still, you know, rear its ugly head.
Yeah.
Also my girlfriend Randy started to notice some mild hyperpigmentation from hormones. I sent her to get this because this stuff really works really well. And then there's another one that's not as strong. And this one was an Instagram find and it really works too. The product is called Faded, Faded, Faded. They have quite a few products. It is, it's kind of dark here in the studio.
Yeah.
Turn on my light, but I'll put this up on the website. So it is this, they have a whole bunch of different products that address a specific skin issue. And this faded, faded, faded stuff is kind of like, I think it may, it says it has nothing artificial, so it doesn't have hydroquinone, but it's to brighten. Its main ingredient is also kojic acid, and it really works really nice. I have an extra one. I brought it for you because you're always complaining about hyperpigmentation. I think it's more of a night product, although it says to use it twice a day and it's brightening, so it has a little bit of vitamin C too, but it works really great anywhere. And
is it, so you can put it like on your legs or
you can put it anywhere.
Like my hyperpigmentation is on my chest.
So
and
many
and
people
my legs.
Have problem. Yeah. You could use that on your chest.
Yeah. Oh,
but
cool.
I think at night more so because you don't want to use anything that is an acid base or anything that brightens too much in the daytime because then the sun. So I think that one's good. And then the bigger guns, which I use, I got the peel, the Cosmolan peel at my dermatologist's office in Studio City.
Yeah, this is that gnarly peel that you always do.
You leave with this brown mud all over your face. They also use an ingredient that keeps you from being like it smells like nail polish remover. They acetone your face so that there's no barrier between your skin and this mask that they put on you. And depending on your ethnicity, they tell you how many hours to leave it on. And then you go home and wash it off. And within like 48 hours, you look like you have an insane sunburn. You don't blister, but you definitely start to peel.
Yeah.
And you start peeling like day 4 and 5, and they send you home with this Cosmolan 2. And every once in a while, if I don't do, I've done the peel 3 times in my life now. I buy the Cosmolan 2 maybe once every 2 years, and it's a little pot. It's kind of a, looks exactly like the big guns.
It's
not anything you're leaving home with on. You put it on before you go to bed. Sorry, Gilby. And you rub it in and it looks a little like mustardy brown color.
Yeah.
And, but this stuff really, really works. I mean, the next day you wake up and your skin is uniform and clear.
Oh, wow.
If you use it too much, you can get red from it.
Okay.
And stingy. But this would be, I'd say, the step that you would use before you would go to the biggest guns, which is the peel in the doctor's office.
Right, right.
This is expensive, but it lasts at least 2 years. It's really good stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's my bag of tricks today.
Oh,
so,
very good.
You know, if you have any hyperpigmentation issues, if you can't prevent them, if it's hormonal, if it's not from the sun, then you need to use one of these products. If it is from the sun, use one of these products and then start lathering up in sunscreen, everybody.
Yep. I have decided that this summer I am not going to lay out. I am going to get a spray tan because I don't want to damage my skin any further.
I will tell you, I use the Isle of Paradise
body. Yeah, I use it too. I use
the body foam with the mitt we went on vacation.
Yeah.
I looked like I had sun.
Yeah.
And you don't streak.
It's great.
It's amazing.
I
can't say enough great things about that line.
I have a girl that I go to here, and she will either come to the house or I can go
to her.
With the
tent.
And I
love that.
She'll spray tan you and... She makes you bend over and she gets every part of you.
Every single spot.
It's great. And then you don't have streaks or weird spots anywhere. Anyways, that was a good catch up, Barb.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that wraps us up for this episode of Honest AF. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions or products that you want us to review or talk about or any subjects you want us to go over, please hit us up on our socials, Honest AF Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and honestafshow.com is our website. And until next time, take care of yourself. See ya. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident. That's up to you and the law to decide.
But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags,
because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.